We announced with sorrow this morning that Mr. Claude Schott, an employee of the seminary who worked in the cafeteria, was killed in an accident last evening. I'm sure at this particularly holy season, we want to think of him and those whom he loved and those who loved him. Let us pray. O Lord of heaven and earth, we rejoice in thee and thy gift of salvation. We are unworthy of thy grace, and we thank thee for it. Forgive us our sins and renew our spirit by thine own. We bring thee, our Father, our hopes and disappointments, our joys and sorrows, our faith and doubts, our strength and weakness, to be blessed by thee, that we may receive the light of thy truth. Teach us to give ourselves to thee and to open our lives to thee. We give thanks, O Lord, for thy servant Claude Schott and his strong faith in thee. Make dear to those who love him the comfort of the gospel given in thy Son. O thou who hast lived for us in thy Son, grant that we may never outlive our love of thee, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the reading of the Word of God as it is taken from the 23rd chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, beginning with verse 33 and reading through verse 43. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the criminals, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Thus endeth the reading of the Word of God. All glory, honor, and praise to God our Father who speaks to us through his holy word.
No
No words are dearer to us than the words spoken by Jesus when he was dying. Some of the most solemn sermons and the most poignant music of the church have set forth these words as a precious treasure. For a long time, and for a special reason, I have liked the words addressed to the penitent criminal who was hanging beside Jesus. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Careful study of the last words of Jesus indicates that they are the confession of faith. Here is not so much history as confession. In these words are the revelation of the meaning of Jesus to the faithful. The words spoken from the cross tell the story of the cross and the crucified. They are the story of our faith in the Son of God. In the story of Jesus and the two criminals, we find the gospel we proclaim is life. Jesus is surrounded by the mighty of the sword and the soul, and by the taunt of the cynical and the disbelieving. From the midst of them, there emerges a most unlikely hero of the Spirit. We do not know his name. We only know his calling. He was a criminal. It is reasonable to believe that he was being crucified because he was a zealot who took sword in hand against Rome. He was learning that those who take the sword perish by the sword. And in dying, he met the man in the middle, Christ on his cross. As we read the story, our minds and our hearts are drawn to Jesus and that criminal. And from those two crosses are spoken the word of life. As surely as we live, just as surely do we die. So let us hold dear this word. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Three times, according to Luke's gospel, those who are party to the death of Jesus laugh at him. The people stood looking on. Their rulers jeered at him. The soldiers joined the mockery. And one criminal on a cross taunted him. Save yourself and come down, they said. And Luke records the sad words. His friends had all been standing at a distance. And the women who had accompanied him from Galilee stood with him and watched it all. Jesus, along with his enemies and a criminal and the gospel. Three times the enemies of Jesus scorn him, and three times Jesus is silent. How often faith and hope and love are silent because they're strong. Suddenly, a criminal is on the center of the stage and speaks a good word to Jesus. All alone Jesus was, except for a criminal who cried out on that hill of injustice, this man has done nothing wrong. That is one thing I've always liked about this unlikely hero. He spoke up for Jesus. He had confidence in Jesus. Rulers and priests condemn him, and only a criminal tells the truth. How terrible but true that those who ought to know so much understand so little, and that those who ought to know so little understand so much. That was the way it always was and has been with Jesus. Those on the inside are on the outside, and those on the outside are on the inside.
It took a sinner to know Jesus.
And it still does, too. I know thee who thou art. That is what the needy have confessed in faith always, and we have known him because he has known us. In the second place, the criminal expresses faith in Jesus. He believed that Jesus was the difference between life and death. Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. That is a confession of faith. Nobody else up to that time had expressed faith in the man in the middle dying on a cross. In the presence of the crucified, the criminal learns who Jesus is and who he is. Powerful representatives of church and state scorn Jesus, but a criminal sees him. That was the way it was when he was born. The lowly were the first at his cradle, as the lowly were the first at his cross. Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Outcasts greet him as he enters the world, and outcasts greet him as he enters the world to come. This story of two crosses is the story of a sinner and a Savior. That story is our story. In the presence of Jesus on his cross, we have learned who he is, and we have learned who we are. We know we are sinners, and he is our Savior. This story is our story. Let us find in the heart of the sea our own Lord. Lord, remember me. In the third place, we learn that the criminal has faith in Jesus because he confesses his need. Oh, how often Jesus rejoiced as he walked about Galilee and heard people say to him, "Help me, help me." The doorway to the kingdom of God is a cry for help. Lord, have mercy upon me. To such belongs the kingdom of God. I don't know how long that criminal had lived with lawlessness, but once he met the man in the middle, he wanted to live with him in his kingdom. The power of the sword gave way to the power of the cross, and the power of rebellion gave way to the power of faith. Then the light turns on Jesus, and he says, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Where faith is, Jesus is. Jesus died the way he lived, thinking of others. Bound to God in faith, he bound himself to sinners in love. And he made a promise. Today you will share with me in paradise. It is not given to faith to fling open the gates of paradise and see the mysteries of God. But it is given to faith to be with Jesus. We have the promise because Jesus made it a long time ago to another sinner. Today, you will share with me in paradise. Jesus promises us a future when we have no future. When we have no present, he gives us a present. Today, with me. The dying man only asked for tomorrow, and the dying Lord gave him today. And more than that, Jesus gave himself. Today, you'll be with me. It's good to be promised tomorrow. It's better to be promised today. It's best of all to be promised Jesus. Jesus did not come down from the cross because he wanted to come to us and take us to him. Let us give thanks to God for the criminal who was hanging at Jesus' side. From him we learn that if we give our hearts to Christ, he gives us his kingdom. On April 17, 1957, at 5 o'clock in the morning, trusted physicians in Richmond, Virginia, told my wife and me our four-year-old son was dead. He had lost an eight-month fight with cancer. At 8 o'clock that morning, I looked out the front door and saw Dr. Ted Adams walking to the house. He was God's gift of an angel to us. On Good Friday, we laid our Brian in the ground. He used to pray with his eyes open so he could see, he said, what to thank God for. And he said once in his sickness, God is the best man in the whole world. With the dogwood trees of fairyland and the azaleas bright with bloom, we walked across the rich green grass of spring and laid him in the ground. God's great gift to me that day was Christ's word to a penitent criminal. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Surely a God of grace who opens the gates of paradise to a long life that has been evil will open them to a short life that has been good. On Easter Sunday, I preached the gospel of the resurrection. Christ has opened paradise. Hallelujah. Good Friday is near us, and Easter is not so far away. Perhaps not so long ago, you made that long day's journey to the grave with one you love. As surely as you live, you will. Let us gather around that cross of a penitent criminal, and let us hear the good news of the gospel. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. May I fight befriended and see in my last strife to me thine arms extended upon the cross of life.